Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
We're hurtling through space. That's cool.
Ups and downs, laughs and cries. We've tripped the light fantastic and danced in the moonlight.
It's just a minor fracture. It's fine.
Scree's been clattering around inside of the vents, occasionally popping out covered in glitter.
Like, I get with you want to get high, but are you hotboxing all of us? Because Scree is only ahead. All
right, it's voting time. Do we want Vi or do we want something new? Cast your votes.
It only takes a couple minutes, and then all of a sudden, you guys are just inundated with messages.
Anyway, we need to get you able to, like, kill things even better.
And it seems to be the one giving out the coordinates. Currently on the outskirts of Islani space, between Aristo and just his information as far as what he knows about Islani space and all that, and some like old smuggler map files you actually have, Eddie, you do piece together the whereabouts of Zed Station. So you have a couple options here. You have your message from your father that started off pretty demanding and very Malcolm-esque, but the last half was kind of weird. Almost, supportive in a weird roundabout, like, not very Malcolm Fry way. And then, of course, you have the coordinates to Zed Station. You can head there. But Aristo has warned you that there will be patrols on the way. So, as you get a little closer into Islanti space and get to the actual edges of it. So, but you guys are, you know, you're all set, right? You got your fucking transponder. You got your fucking mantle. You guys are set. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, right? He's gonna reach out to that frequency that he got from his father.
Okay.
Maybe they can help.
Yeah, when you actually put in the frequency and you'll get this response from this, like, booming, it's almost like a deep throat. Like, you know how they, like, when they garble people's voices on, like, fucking, like, they, like, you know, whenever they do interviews and it's like the person's all darked out and it's all, like, garbled. He goes,
I was told you might be reaching out. Smart move calling me. Prepare to receive.
And as the line clicks off, Oris, like, 30 seconds later, your screen lights up with a ping. Like, a big ping. And not just a big ping, but, like, a ping right on top of you.
So another ship is now right here?
Yes.
We got incoming, like, now?
I imagine he sees that.
Oh, yeah. It literally, it would take maybe 30 seconds, 10 seconds tops, actually, to all of a sudden notice out the frontage of the ship just this massive, like, freighter.
See, this like, chorus speaks just up. He's like, oh, shit.
It, like, shimmers and then just appears in front of your ship. Like, right there. And this ship is just this gaudy, bright fluorescent blue with neon green accents. And you watch as it just slowly pulls alongside your ship and situates one of its hatches next to your, like, starboard hatch. And you see a little tube extending out from the other ship and attaches itself to the side of your hull, like, as it slowly comes out. Now, obviously, it's in the process of doing that, so what are you guys doing?
Friends of yours?
Oris is going to try to scan.
Look, I got this from, like, a source that I trust, so... Yes.
Okay. So, Oris, go ahead and give me a computer check.
What else to do.
Quick fire!
I'm so sorry.
Sure, it'll be fine.
25.
A 25. Yeah, so you scan this ship and you get a bunch of the information on it, and it is a big old freighter of Aslanti make, but the tags are not on like any registry whatsoever, and it's kind of an anomaly. Like, you can tell what's on it, like as far as armaments and everything like that, which it is loaded for bear. It's fast, it's good. Not as fast as you guys. You guys have like the fastest ship in the fucking universe. But it is fast, it is powerful, and it is a freighter. It's like a big ass carrier. And it doesn't come back with any tags as far as like what it's called, but you guys can see on the side of this fucking thing, there's like one of those like 1950s pinups. It says the Tiny Dancer.
What in the hell?
Oris, I think your message there might have. Do you think it could have led them here?
That'd be hilarious.
I don't we just know if got here
from FGGW.
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay, so what are we doing?
I mean, look, we're just gonna let them kind of board because I don't know if you see how many guns they have, but it's a lot of guns.
It's a lot of guns. We can hide.
Yeah, hiding doesn't help too much when they blow up your ship and then you're sucked into the vacuum of space. You see the problem?
Yeah.
She just kind of nods.
She's gonna look longingly at the vents.
Nice. You do hear like the chunk, like sound of that tube connecting with your guys' hull.
Well, too late to run now.
Yeah.
In a like distant, because you guys aren't close to the exit, but you do hear like a thump, 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 like a knock on the side of the hull.
Well, Captain, better go open up.
He's gonna grab his drink and head towards the door. I imagine it's like a space big gulp.
Just a big fucking like fucking 50 ounce.
Yeah,
fucking just giant drink. With the little, like, smaller bottom so it'll fit in a cup holder.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah. Or is this gonna follow?
Remember when if any of you are old enough, I should say, but there was a time when those cups did not fit cup holders. They were just enormous all the time. And
I feel like it would have attached somewhere over here.
Oh, this little area is what I assumed was the hatch. Yeah. I just assumed it, I guess. That's actually in. That's why. That's what that is in the good vibrations on our fucking Empyrean. That's that little ramp that goes down. So if you're looking at this, this is pretty goddamn close to what I built. Yeah. Like, I built it really fucking close.
Well,
to
he's the waiting actual. There for him, whoever it is.
Okey-dokey. So
just in case they come in and kill us all, he just wants to get it over with.
Okay. So you guys are at the door. So you guys opening up. And Scree, you said you're hiding in the vents right by?
Yeah. Scree is hiding in the vent closest to the tube hatch, so like the closest vent exit.
Okay. I can dig it.
You know, claws ready with one hand, grenade in the other.
Take a sip of his drink and it's warm. He's gonna put his shoulders slump a little.
Should Scree roll stealth?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead and roll me stealth. Let's just see how you do ahead of schedule. Yeah, pretty 18 good. For a 31. Holy fuck. okay, yeah, you are the knight.
The ghost in the vents.
Yeah.
No one knows that there is a goblin in the vent.
Justice.
You're not tired. I'm not tired, you're tired. But anyways, so you hear another thunk, thunk, thunk on the door. Do you open up?
You're like, oh, and reach out and like push the button. Forgot I had to push the button.
So the door slides open and there is just this fucking like armored, enormous, full-blooded orc like standing there looking down at you.
Oh, hey. Wow. You're big.
You're not from FGGW, are you?
And he kind of like cocks a head and looks at you and doesn't say a word, but like very puzzled. And then he like takes a step and kind of turns to the side and like makes way for someone else. And behind him, you see this, it's weird to even say what it is. It's like, it looks like a centaur, but instead of a horse's bottom, it's almost like a dinosaur, like an iguanodon. And it's got this full red jumpsuit that runs from its neck all the way down to its feet and then stops at the base of its tail. And the base of its tail has this big, like, club-like tip to it. If anybody wants to know what the hell that thing is, they can run a, read a, roll a culture check.
It's a centaur. Yep.
It's actually not far off.
Yes. Culturing the hell out of it. That's a 25.
Nice. Nice. These are good fucking culture rolls. Holy shit. 23, 25, 23.
Culture rolled so low and still beat them.
I know. So.
Not that low, but low.
Yeah, not that low. Still 15. It's pretty good. But the creature you're looking at is what's called a Sarazan. And it has like these goggles on and a bald head. And it's just same type of thing. Like.
Oh, all right.
There you go. You know it's a Sarazan too. Natty 20 for a 24. Fuck yeah, dude. What the shit? Scree, you want to get on this too just for funsies? Fuck.
Or some cultured motherfuckers.
I guess so. We all at least you all know what a fucking Sarazan is.
We all have
is,
monocles fuck. On for this scene. Yeah.
Yes.
Culture's a trained thing. So
oh, you don't have that? Okay, never mind. I was just fucking around anyways. Okay. So, yeah.
Roll intelligence just to show how bad he is at it.
And behind this thing, you see... Hey, not bad. Oh, 16. Yeah, I mean, it's 16 for a 16, so a flat roll, but not bad. So, behind them, or behind this thing, you see, like, a bright light, like, shining down the corridor, kind of blinding behind, and it steps out of the way as well. And you're like, oh, fuck, what's next? So, in front of the light steps this fucking just... ridiculous gigantic silhouette, and you see it's these six arms, and it looms in the doorway, and it's hidden from view by this light as it like kind of casts this like shadow version of itself over it, and it slowly starts to approach you down the gangplank, and then it gets closer, and as it gets closer it seems to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then finally, this little 2-foot-tall, green fur-covered creature with six arms and squat little legs waddles forward and says in this squeaky yet somehow commanding voice, goes, "What up, bitches? My name's Tickles. What's crackin'?"
No,
oh my god.
No meat wad voice.
Yes! Tarada!
Rat! I can see from the faces that you guys are surprised by my epicness.
So surprised.
Hey, nice to meet you. Holds his hand down.
Yeah, he reaches up and fucking gives you like slap, like a high right. five type thing. Like, nice. What's up, man?
I also like that Lando called that in the chat immediately.
I know he did, and I was like, God damn it, Lando.
It's gonna be hella small. He says, quote, "It's gonna be hella small." Then.
Yeah. That is absolutely correct. Josie just posted a picture of what it is. That is a... He is a Skittermander. You guys would actually know this. Skittermanders are common to the Pact world, so...
Yeah, he's like, so, is this... Are you who I talk to?
Yeah, my name's Tickle.
Okay, you use a voice changer?
Yeah, you know. When you're in the smuggling business, sometimes you gotta put on a front of, like, you know, that you're really tough. Sure. Which I am really tough.
Yeah, you know, you look tough.
I kill you. I kill people.
You look,
I do.
He looks tough.
Thank you.
So, here, he steps aside and like, come on. Come aboard.
Cool. I mean, yeah, you guys got some nice digs here. This is a cool ship.
Yeah, ain't bad.
What you call this thing?
This is the Good Vibrations.
Oh, I like that. That's a good name. Mine's called the Tiny Dancer.
We saw that. I like your artwork.
I painted that myself.
Wow.
You know, I know.
Talented.
So, I got a message from an acquaintance that I've done business with a few times, and he said that you guys was looking for some information, maybe stocking up on some supplies before you go into his lanty space. So, this is smart for you to contact me, because I'm a guy who knows what's up.
No, I'm not regretting it at all.
The dude in the background is like, there's no way you talk like that.
No, we're looking for both of those things, so that's great. Information and supplies.
Well, sweet. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what you looking for. I can help you out.
We got a few things, I think.
Okay.
We're on the lookout for Sedona. It's an android.
Okay. You know where she was last seen? I might be able to help out.
Yeah, Prison Planet. I forget the name, but he knows the name.
You talking about Galta?
Is that the one?
Yeah, it's the one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds right.
Man, you guys on a death wish or something. Galta's fucked up.
Well, that's where we gotta go.
So. They do, like, experiments on kids and shit.
Oh, even more reason to blow it up, then.
Are you gonna blow it up? Oh, that's crazy.
I am now.
Well, I tell you what. I don't know if you got enough explosives to blow up Galta. That's a big place. That's, like, crazy. But hey, you're more power to you. You guys crazy. I like you.
Scree and I'll make do.
What's the Scree?
Don't worry about it. He knows Scree's in the vent.
He like he like points towards to Oris.
Are you a Scree?
Oh no.
Oh, you're just gonna leave me hanging, huh? Okay. That's fine.
Sadoon, you wanted some info on that station, right?
Yeah, what's the climate at Zed Station like right now?
Well, I mean, it's always pretty hot for the most part. Except the cantina where it's pretty cold. But other than that, yeah, pretty hot.
Wait, are we talking about, like, the metaphorical climate? Like, if it's dangerous? Or, like, the actual climate? Because, you know, ships have climate control, and she's gonna trail off and just shut the fuck up.
Who are the big players on Zed Station?
Man, there ain't no big players on Zed Station. So you guys trying to get to Galta, right? I know of a guy. I heard about him once. He supposedly snuck out of Galta. Now, that's crazy. No one has ever snuck out of Galta before. But apparently this guy snuck out of Galta. Don't ask me how he did it. But he's a little, or actually it's a she. That's right, it's a she. And she is like the reason.
Oh man, my voice is getting fucking weird.
Yep. I was like, I wonder when he's going to regret doing this.
Yep. Immediately, I should just, yeah, exactly.
Well, she snuck out of Galta. And is that Zed Station? Now she's a Weasley little thing. And I don't mean that like insulting, like she's Weasley. I mean she's like a real Weasel. Like a real Weasel.
Okay, if your voice is getting sore, you gotta stop.
Yeah. No, yeah. I can keep it up forever.
No,
anyways,
no. If your voice is sore, you stop.
Don't you tell me my business, devil woman.
We'll try to make him talk as little as possible.
Could you just like maybe give us a name and then we do our business and we go and meet them for ourselves?
Oh, well, name is Tamron.
And it's not my voice isn't hurting. It's I keep getting shit in my throat because like how I have to like talk through my nose. I like keep getting schmutz in my throat. So then I'm just like oh, so I'm trying to do it. Well, I had to clear as soon as I clear my throat. I'm fine, but yeah, that's
schmutz in there.
But yeah, so by the way, did that work that time? I was trying to put the new icon. There he is, a little tickle. So,
but yeah, there was Tamron. Tamron was the name, and she is on Zed Station. I don't know where, but that's last I heard that they. But hiding in Zed Station.
I think that's pretty close. At Tamron.
It's Talmarin.
Talmarin.
T-A-L-M-R-I-N. So yeah, it was like impossible to say with that fucking voice.
Talmarin.
Yep, Talmarin. Yep, exactly.
All right.
I was kind of hoping I wouldn't get an explanation so she could exist perpetually in my game notes with a question mark.
Yeah, I probably would have been better if I'd have just fucking left it and be like, hey, you can't understand what the guy said.
But yeah, so, I don't know if you guys want to buy some stuff, but off of last, the last little trip I took, I ended up with a bunch of stuff, and, like, you know, I was supposed to deliver it, but then the guy didn't show up, so as far as I'm concerned, my shit now. So, here's a little list of all the stuff that I got going on, so...
So, he essentially hands over, like, a data pad that has, like, their stock listed and the prices for everything, if there's anything in there that you guys are interested in buying. So, you might have to look some of the stuff up, but yeah, there's some fun stuff in there. Some Aeon Stones, Ring of Resistance, Sword Cane, Dark Sight Goggles, Serum of Enhancements. Those give you, like, bonuses to skills. You can, like, inject yourself and, like, for a roll, you get, like, a +2. Staff of Mystic Healing. Aeon Stones. Like I said, yeah. Lots of stuff. So, and a spell gem of Charm Person. So, if they have a number in them with a parenthesis around them, that's how many of those they have. And then the first number after them is usually, like, what level they are. So, like, the Clear Spindle is level 1 and is 245 credits. The Sword Cane is what level 1, 250 credits. And then, like, the Aeon Sapphire Cone is level 5, 3,200 credits. So, there's anything you guys want to buy in there, feel free. Let me know.
I guess he would, the only thing he would think to ask about is if he has any type of patrol schedule or something for Islanti space.
Oh, the hell yeah, I don't touch the Islanti patrol, so if you want that, that's no problem, I can get you set up. You can, I mean, with some good piloting, you won't even have to pass by one of those ships.
Oh, we got that part.
Cool, well, I mean, it's up to you. Like I said, I'll give you the coordinates and the patrol schedule, and you just go ahead and do your thing and whatever you want. It's cool by me.
Alright, appreciate it.
You guys have yourselves a one night, and he's like kind of backing up, and even the big orc is kind of like ducking under the doorway and just kind of putting a hand up behind him, like waving. And the centaur guy doesn't. The Sarazan, he just kind of wanders back into the ship. But just as he gets to the thing, he's like, bye, bitches! And then the door shuts. And...
oh, my God.
And then the tube disconnects and closes up, and then you see the ship kind of shimmer away. And then you, like, feel, like, kind of the vibrations a little bit as it moves away. You don't see it move away, but you feel, like, the shake almost of it, of just the... you know, the fluctuation in space as this enormous fucking thing starts to move away from you.
See, everything went great. Just like I said. Right?
Yeah. You know, Surprisingly went well.
So all is good. And he left you guys with the patrols as far as the how to get around them.
Eddie's going to reach up and tap one of the serums, the sneak serums against the vent.
Pink hands snakes out. And pulls it back into the vent.
He just pulls his hand down like it's totally normal. it is like a cat, yes.
Yeah, it's perfect. Cat, this is paw underneath the door. I love it.
Yep. I guess you want to go after that sword, huh?
Well, we're in the neighborhood.
Like, we gotta go. 10, how important is it?
It's like an 8.
Alright, we gotta do it then.
Plus, we gotta go meet that Talmarin, so,
yeah, true.
I say got to. It'd be nice to know what we're walking into.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could just go to Galta.
Yeah. We sure could.
Yeah, absolutely could. Just hop, skip, and a jump away. You guys can figure it out. You could just go to, like, an Islanti ship and like, surrender.
We'll just make course take us to for Galta. Zed Station.
Okie dokie. So you guys make course to Zed Station. What's your plan? Are you going to try to avoid Islanti patrols? Are you going to just cruise right past one and see if your transponders and everything work?
No, I think avoid is the first line of defense.
Okey-dokey.
Might as well not put it to the test if you don't have to.
Okey-dokey. Give me a piloting check, then. Let's see if I get to get these spankings.
I doubt it.
Oh, it's not great! One second.
Yeah, it was a six.
It was a six, but still for a 24, because you are up to a goddamn plus 18.
Yeah.
So, you haven't gone up levels. How do you, your number just keep getting higher? It keeps driving me crazy. Like, every time I turn around, you just have a higher number every time. I swear to God.
I swear I'm like, not doing anything different.
It was like
different.
13 last time we played. It was like, it just jumped up five.
I think that's what happens with Operative, is like their skills just kind of jump.
Yep. So,
but feel free to look through my stuff.
No, you're fine. I'm kidding.
A lot of it is pilot related.
Yep. I know. So one second. Okay. So yeah, as you guys make your way into Aslanti space, you are kind of creeping between like little systems and stuff. You're cruising and you're picking up the pings. You find the charts are like perfect. These routes are absolute. So there's like, you're like hiding in asteroid fields as ones pass by and blocking, you know, their transmissions, or hiding from their transmissions and shit and their radar. And then you proceed past and you move on this. And then you like, you know, slingshot around a fucking like a planetoid as another one comes. You're like on the opposite side of the planet and never get picked up, and, you know, mask your signature as like magnetic interference and stuff. You guys just fucking stay right in their blind spot every time. Like, no matter what patrols you come across, you guys are killing it as far as like staying out of their sight. Which finally, after about a day, maybe two, of travel through Aslanti space, you end up in what's called the NIS system, NYS, and that is where Zed Station is. And you kind of come to the outskirts of Aslanti space. In fact, for the last like 12 hours of travel, you don't see another patrol. Like, this seems to be the outside of Aslanti space. Like, you are on the tippy tip of it. As you guys get closer, you approach Zed Station and you see this like enormous asteroid with just metal structures jutting out from it. Parts of the rock look to be like drilled away or broken off in mining accidents. It's obvious that its shape and structure, it's some type of mining facility. Like, it was, at least at some point. But it looks long out of use. You can see that there are like, there at one point were several access ports for ships, but almost all of them seem to be like broken or sealed off, or, you know, like in traffic coming in and out of this thing, non-existent. Nobody's coming to this fucking station. Like, it is just kind of chilling there. There's like no pings of ships around the area. And there's maybe like three hangar bays to actually land on. So, are you guys cruising on in? There doesn't seem to be any like, hey, you're okay to dock or anything like that at this place. It's like literally just like, I guess just show up when you show up.
So we going in there, Eddie?
Just gonna kind of look at Sadoon.
Sadoon's jaw is set. Like, you can see it through the mask as they just stare at the station.
Yeah, I guess we're going in.
Yep.
So yeah, yeah, you come in, and so there is like a hangar door. And when you guys like kind of run your diagnostic on it, you find that for the most part, like, it doesn't really respond to your ship. You kind of pull up and it's not really like opening or anything or doing anything, and no one's hailing you or anything like that. And when you check your channels, there doesn't seem to be any channels to like lock onto to talk to. But you do seem to be able to kind of like get into their system as far as that goes. So if somebody, whether Oris or Eddie, wants to give me, let's say Oris, since Eddie's piloting, give me a computer's check.
I believe in the heart of the cards.
Anyone?
19.
Ooh, great. Goddamn. wasn't great, but it's still enough. So it takes a few tries, but you hack into the system and you're able to open up one of the bay doors. So then you guys kind of come in, set down. And when you set down, the like, this place, like, it's not great. Like, you're almost iffy setting the ship down because, like, the grates and the, like, platform that you're setting down on look rusted and shitty. Like, it may give out, like, underneath the weight of the ship, but it seems to hold pretty much steady. You, like, end up closing the door behind you. The atmosphere comes back into the actual room. So it's not even, like, on Absalom Station, they have, like, energy fields that hold like the air in the atmosphere and the oxygen and stuff. This doesn't have that. Like when they opened it, all the fucking air sucked out of the fucking space and then came back in after you fucking like shut the door down and like it like vents pumped everything back in. So also you noticed that when it did open up, you saw like a bunch of just like random barrels and shit fly out into space just off into nowhere. But now that you guys have sat down and the room has been like reestablished. You guys are good to debark. But yeah, this place is awful. It's like part stone, part metal, but just like rusted and old, and everything seems to be repurposed from something else. Like nothing is what it's intended to be in this place. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.